I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, and all over West Virginia, folks are starting to notice a familiar friend is returning to the backyard. Those always fascinating hummingbirds are here for the 2017 breeding cycle, and hours of enjoyment are as close as your backyard feeder. We'll tell you more about it right after this. Those tiny hummingbirds are one of nature's most fascinating creatures. Biologist Rich Bailey at DNR would agree.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. If you think about a bird weighing as much as a penny, making a nonstop flight across the Gulf of Mexico, I don't know how you couldn't be surprised about that. It's pretty incredible.
And in droves, those pennyweight birds are buzzing back into West Virginia backyards. They've been here for a couple of weeks. Are they the same ones you had around your feeder last year?
It's hard to say. In some cases it is, in some cases it's not. They tend to move around a fair amount. But generally speaking, youngsters, when they hatch out of the nest, they'll try to return to the same general area.
Play your cards right, and they'll breed right in your yard.
It's a misconception that hummingbirds eat only nectar. They in fact, eat a lot of little bugs and insects during the breeding season, and they need all that protein to breed. And so when they arrive, you'll see around your feeder in particular, they get pretty darn territorial, the males chasing each other around. But once they settle down, they build a really tiny little cup nest, and they lay eggs the size of jelly beans. It doesn't take long for the young to hatch. But, you know, if there are a lot of feeders up, if there are a lot of good flowers around, like trumpet creeper and other things like that, they will set up shop and breed in your yard.
Hanging a feeder is important to draw them in to observe, but be careful what you give them.
There are a couple main things to keep in mind with hummingbird feeders, and the first thing is, when you go to the store, you see a lot of this hummingbird food, and it's dyed red, right? You don't need to do anything but make a sugar water mixture of three parts water and one part sugar to two parts sugar, one part water, and put it in your hummingbird feeder. Hummingbird feeder with a little bit of red on it is all you have to do. The main thing and the most important thing is to keep that hummingbird feeder clean.
And it does not stop once the summer's over.
This coming fall, don't forget to leave your feeder out until November or so, because even after our hummingbird, the ruby-throated hummingbird, leaves, oftentimes a western hummingbird called the rufous hummingbird will miss its migration mark and end up out here in the east. And it's not uncommon for people to have that hummingbird, the rufous hummingbird, spend all winter at their feeder, even here in West Virginia.
So there are hours of enjoyment to be derived by just staring at a hummingbird feeder on a lazy summer afternoon. Hang yours up and become part of it. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.